Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
More changes today to LIRR schedules, the result of complaints about revisions tied to the new Grand Central Madison. Joining us on Newsline right now is interim president of the Long Island Railroad, Catherine Rinaldi. Catherine, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS. Thanks for your time today. The great old broadcast journalist David Brinkley on his Sunday morning show used to say, here's the news since the morning papers. So since this is a changing story hour by hour and people are wondering what each day brings, how is the Long Island Railroad doing today?
Hi, Bud. How are you? And thanks for having me. I'm out of Jamaica now. I think it's been a much smoother experience for our customers than it had been last week. We really took to heart some of the complaints that we were hearing from our customers last week and tried to develop a plan to be able to address those issues. One of the big issues that I know you've been covering is the issues associated with the new Brooklyn shuttle service. It's a new service for our customers. They're not used to that transfer. So one of the things that we've been working on is to try to increase both the quality of that service and the frequency of that service. So last week, those trains were leaving roughly every 12 minutes. We have additional trains serving that branch now, and then we'll have even more tomorrow. So now the frequency is going to be more like 8 minutes between shuttle trains, and we're also trying to operate it a little bit more like the Grand Central to Times Square shuttle that people might be familiar with. So we've got really good communication between people on the platforms, people on the overpasses at Jamaica. Customer flow is much better, and there's always going to be a train on the opposite platform. When one train pulls out, the other one will have their doors open. It was much smoother this morning than it had been last week, and we're hopeful that will continue.
Are there any other specific complaints that you've got in the rollout and any specifics you can point to in terms of how you're responding to those complaints?
Yeah, absolutely. So the other big complaint from last week was crowding on the Penn Station trains, or at least some of the Penn Station trains. What we've done, because we have data with respect to who's taking what train, so we can sort of drill down into a train by train, car by car, we can see which trains are crowded. So we've actually added cars to the most crowded of our trains. We rolled out a bit of that last week and even more of that this morning. And we're doing some of that this afternoon because we do have some heavy PM trains as well. I think customers on those trains are going to see that improvement today. I was out and about in Jamaica today, and I think from a customer flow perspective, I think it's much improved. So we're not patting ourselves on the back just yet. We realize we still have some work to do, but I think the experience in Jamaica this morning was quite a bit smoother than it was last week.
Earlier on Newsline, we spoke with the town supervisor of Oyster Bay, Long Island, and a business owner there, and they say the schedule changes have hurt businesses. They also talked about to increase in taxes, understanding that taxes is a macro issue. But is there anything in particular for towns like Oyster Bay and Oyster Bay specifically that you can say, here's what we're trying to do to remedy this problem?
I mean, I think, you know, as we've been saying, these schedules are new, right? And, you know, we're still trying to figure out, you know, who's riding, where they're riding. You know, we're looking at the schedule comprehensively to see what adjustments may need to be made. And that's going to be a dynamic process over, you know, the coming weeks and months.
In the lead up to this, was there a sense of, okay, people understand a work in progress? And certainly when it comes to transportation, be it in the city with the subway or the suburban trains, here's how long it's going to take us to really kind of get our feet under ourselves with these changes. And we're looking at X amount of time before, okay, this is really the plan in place.
You know, I don't know that there was any sort of specific time period in mind with respect to how long it would take for people to establish the new patterns. I think we're expecting that people are going to, you know, figure out what works best for them. And, you know, today we saw, you know, a bit more people coming to Grand Central Madison in the morning than we did last week. So, you know, perhaps people are trying out that service, seeing if that works for them. And, you know, we expect it's probably going to take a few weeks for those patterns to settle in. The one thing that I would say is we're not waiting for that for us to make changes, right? We're seeing, you know, things that are kind of jumping off the page that need addressing. And, you know, the governor has urged us to do that. We're doing that. You know, our customers deserve a good experience, and, you know, we're committed to give it to them.
Monday morning quarterbacking is its own cottage industry. But internally, and certainly in the world of transportation, but internally, is there something that's come about in the rollout of Grand Central Madison that has kind of caught you by surprise and you've thought, geez, if we had to do this again, we would do this specific thing differently?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And, you know, I think that, you know, one of the things that we, you know, that we expected was that, you know, customers are used to coming to Penn. The Grand Central Madison schedule is completely new to them. I do think there's a, you know, a fair number of customers for whom Grand Central Madison will work fine, but they just haven't discovered that yet. So, you know, I think we're hoping that, you know, more people will migrate to the new service and the new terminal. And, you know, we're obviously keeping a close eye on that. I think some of the problems that we saw last week were related to sort of some unrelated signal problems we had on Monday and Tuesday, which further complicated what was already a new situation for our customers and our employees. So, you know, I think we're, as I said, we're committed to continuing to look at the data and continuing to do better.
And one last thing, about 30, 45 seconds left. I've always thought that the experience on the subways in terms of when the train's going to arrive or not is very psychological. If you walk up the stairs and the train is there within 10 seconds, I always think, what a great system. This is the greatest system in the world. And later that day, if I have to wait 11 minutes for a train, this system is terrible. So it's a psychological aspect to this. And is there a psychological aspect with the changes being made at the Long Island Railroad? And is there a way of saying to its riders, look, we're trying something really different here. Give us X amount of time and then come back to us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting observation. I think to your point about sort of being sort of a subjective experience, we're trying, you know, sort of speaking specifically about some of the Brooklyn changes we've made, we're trying to reduce the anxiety associated with all this change, right? I mean, I think last week, some of our Brooklyn customers experienced a fair amount of anxiety with respect to this change in their experience, and we're doing our best to be able to address that anxiety and give them, it's going to be a different experience, but you know, we're hoping this week and beyond it's a better experience.
Catherine Rinaldi is the interim president of the Long Island Railroad. It's an interesting time for the LIRR. Catherine, thank you so much for your time today on Newsline. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.